So, Richard, I guess Juventus's history is quite interesting in the sense that they've had such periods of domination in Serie A, but over the years, you look at their Champions League record, it doesn't stand up to reason in comparison to the stature of the club.
No, I don't think it does. I mean, when you look at the amount of titles they've actually won, it's phenomenal. I mean, they've been a dominant force in Italian football in various different eras, you know. And in those eras as well, I think there's probably a couple of arguments, really. One, you know, when they've been dominant in Italian football itself, you know, very early on, in the 30s, for instance, European Cup didn't exist. And then, of course, they had a bit of a spate at the end of the 50s and early 60s. And again, you know, I think Juventus and Italian football are still evolving. I think really, you know, obviously you saw it come on the scene a lot with the Grande Inter that sort of set the ball rolling, and obviously the AC Milan sides of that era. So it was sort of over-dominated by them in that sense. Again, you know, they had a bit of they were doing quite well in the 70s, and they had the great AX team. It's not an excuse for them, but they have missed out in that respect. I mean, it's often hard to look at the money that's been spent in there and in that club. But since then, the Agnelli family came in and really started really putting the money into the club, and especially when Italy took off economically in the 60s. For me, the most disappointing era is the 70s, because they, you know, Juventus won the title from 71 all the way through to, I think, 78. And the argument there is probably with the AX squad and total football, everything that was being created then, they didn't manage to push as much as they should. Realistically, when you look at the main European successes, I mean, especially in the Champions League, you know, you're looking at the 80s win, which was obviously very marred, and then that win against Ajax, which in the Stadio Olimpico in Rome. So, you know, other than that, I mean, the only success in the 70s really is that one UEFA Cup. And it is strange. Now, whether you can excuse that as simply, was it unfortunate? Is it bad timing? I don't know. But overall, no matter what the reason, they should have won a lot more than they did.
Yeah, and you mentioned the mid-80s there, so that's 85. It coincided with the Heysel disaster, which claimed many of their fans' lives, and of course that actually takes precedence over the fact they won the trophy. For the fans, how do they look back on that one in particular?
It's really mixed. I think if you start really with the club itself and how they look on it, I mean, you know, even now, I mean, John Foote writes excellently about it in his book, A History of Calcio, and where, you know, he states that there's still a huge debate around the club of when Platini celebrated. Should he have celebrated at all? You know, Platini feels like it was a release. It was almost the fact that, you know, it was vindication. You know, they got criticized. Should the game have even been played? So, you know, other players in that team say the trophy's got blood on it. Other players say they did it for the fans and it was deserved because of that. You know, so that is a really tainted trophy. So a majority of Juventus fans will obviously count it because, you know, especially probably the younger generation, because not being there and not witnessing it and not seeing those events unfold won't have the same impact. The players themselves, I think that's very, very tarnished. You know, when you look at reports about what happened on the day, I mean, you know, there's so many different. Kenny Dalglish, for instance, is one Liverpool player. He said he had no idea what was going on, whilst other people, Phil Neal and other people, said they knew exactly what was going on. The Juventus players claim, again, mixed stories. Did they know anyone lost their lives? Yes, some did. You know, some didn't. So that game is hugely tarnished. I think the interesting part of that, it's difficult to say what individual fans think, but on an ultra perspective, if you look at groups like the Drugi over there, you know, that's been used almost as an excuse in some respects. You know, there's been trouble with English fans when they've been over there, no matter where they've been from. You know, I think even to the extent of, you know, there's been many things documented where the Drugi are in the past, not as much now, of course, have targeted any English fan just on the basis of that one incident. But, you know, so yeah, no matter which way you look at it, I think it is tarnished.
Yeah, and then the Champions League era comes in at the start of the 90s, and Juventus win their first league title in 9 years in 94-95, and this sparks one of the great kind of Champions League teams, even though they only got the trophy once in that time. Just the period, that 9 year period where Juventus aren't winning titles, what type of club are they?
Probably one in transition, to be fair. After, you know, when you've got people like Batista and Platini, and the team that they had in that 80s, the 80s team was extremely good. You know, and Brady was around as well. There was quite a lot of extremely talented players. And everyone was really in the wake of the great Milan side, in fairness. I mean, if you just look at the money teams like Inter spent, it didn't seem to matter even, you know, okay, they had the one title win with Trapattoni, with Klinsmann, Broma, Mateus, the very famous one, Zenga, Bergami. And so to get close was difficult. So I think at the time, you know, Juventus had they were almost, along with Inter, probably at the start and the birth of Italian football going into overdrive in the 60s. They dominated the 70s, albeit with no European success. And in the 80s, they eventually got that what they were looking for. I think, then it was almost they were probably guilty of resting on the laurels a little bit and thinking that, that success would come around quite quickly. But, you know, I mean, they still had exceptionally good players. I mean, if you think that Roberto Baggio had obviously gone over from Fiorentina in those early days, and there was an effort to try and almost create something around one player in some respects, like you saw with with Platini, Brady. There's been many different aspects to it, but I think they gradually looked to refocus and looked to build a team again. And what came out of that afterwards was exceptional. And again, the argument could be, what a great team it was. That didn't again probably reach the heights they should have.
Yeah, because there were three finals in a row, 96, 97, 98. They won the first of that trio of finals. And this was won on penalties against Ajax. And how are that team kind of looked back on now? Because in some ways, if they'd won three in a row, they'd be remembered as one of the all-time, you know, Champions League teams or all-time European teams. Yet, it just feels like Juventus are kind of this... how would I put it? There have been so many missed opportunities, and just the number of lost finals as well.
Yeah, that I think it's hard, really, in some respects, because I mean, when you look back on those finals themselves, I mean, they had some success. I mean, they had won the cup. The UEFA Cup. In 1993, and I thought they at the time they'd go on and do more there. And they'd also obviously won that in 89-90. So in some respects, you take it into context, because at the time, that was as the Cup Winners' Cup and the UEFA Cup obviously were, and obviously not as important as the European Cup, but held a lot more weight than, say, the Europa League does now. So I think in some respects, they still felt like they were moving forward. But you're right, that when they got to that Champions League, the first one, and the victory against Ajax, the following games, I think it was Dortmund, wasn't it, again, then against Real Madrid, they were actually unlucky. You know, it's getting to the point where a couple of decisions here and there, and you know, the way they played in both of those games, you 1-0, I think it was Mijatovic against Real Madrid, and if memory serves, I think it was that incredible Lars Ricken lob for Dortmund. So you know, that team, a bit of luck, and it could have been the other way. So it's hard to measure. Because it was so dominant in Italy at the time, it's hard to criticise the way the team played or the structure of the team or the purchases. Mm-hmm. And I certainly couldn't say they choked in the final either. So it's very difficult. But, you know, I mean, you look at Roma, for instance, as an example, you know, with the very few Scudetti they've won through the years. You know, I can name three occasions in the 90s when Juventus were actually, funnily enough, in rebuilding after Calciopoli. And, you know, Roma could have four to five titles to their name over their history from certain situations, and also Europe from a penalty kick, a European Cup. So it's very, very difficult in that respect to think that they're chokers. But history could be so different.
Mm-hmm. I suppose finally, they're going into another European Cup final 2 years on from their last lost one, and and they'd also lost another one to AC Milan in 2003. Is there, for the fans and for people who follow Juventus, is there kind of an obsession to, because they've won so many league titles and in a way there's almost a guarantee that's always going to happen, that they finally get hold of, say, the third European Cup and just build on that and actually become a true European power? Because AC Milan obviously have seven titles. Inter Milan are ahead of them as well.
Yeah, there is, but it's different this time in a sense. I totally get where you're coming from, and I think it's a really valid point that they do want to be. It almost like feels like that this will be the final evolution of a European super club. You know, the fact that they're claiming that title and want to go on and win more. For Juventus, though, this seems, in Italy, it's seen as a little bit different than that. This, with the team, if you think that you've got the Bonucci, Chiellini, Bravagli, Buffon, the old guard that's there, that with a lot of them, well, especially Buffon, down in Serie B, you know, when Del Piero stayed. This is the rebirth. This is the, everything is more focused in Italy about looking at 2006, how they've come back up and how they've performed since. You know, they've gone through all of that turmoil. You know, they got back to the Champions League final against Barcelona. Of course, they lost that. But now when you look at players like Dani Alves, he's in the squad, Sami Khedira and Mandzukic, they've been brought in because they've had experience of winning things. And it does feel that this culmination, if they can win in, against Madrid, that will, it will vindicate everything from that they've lost in the past sort of decade. And not only will it vindicate that, the Juventus fans also seem to think it's going to vindicate the loss against Madrid. It's sort of payback for that, and it will then put them on the map to build from there, because there obviously could be a lot of retirements at the back end of this final as well. So, but for them, it's about getting that cup, and hopefully that will then start a new evolution that will breed more of a psyche of winning. And this, strangely, in the paper today, a lot of the other focus was actually on are the Italian people going to back Juventus? Now, obviously, they're like Manchester United in the UK. You just split opinion completely. And there's a lot of focus is in, this is good for Italy. This is good for the league. People should want this. So, you know, Juventus have really a hell of a marketing campaign as well. It's surprising how little are actually focusing on Madrid in Italy. They're just focusing on the fact of, can Juventus go and do this because of what the result will mean?
Yeah, you wrote a piece for Newstalk.com anyway about the last 11 years and how they went from Serie B to, you know, to this stage of European competition. And just before I let you go, and for listeners, they can hear that on, or they can read that on Newstalk.com. Just before I let you go, what's your prediction for the final?
I've said this on another radio show before, and I don't know why. I've got 2-0 to Juventus in my head. I think the game will be won on the wings. I think Dani Alves and Alexandro will be too much for them. And for some reason, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, who doesn't want Gigi Buffon to win this?
Yeah, it would be a great culmination of a career, much like what we saw with Totti at the weekend as well.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Richard Hall, the Gentleman Ultra, thanks a million for taking the time.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.